Good morning, I'm Vin Abneau. The gubernatorial election is now in its home stretch, with early in-person voting starting in 10 days and Election Day itself in 20 days. The final debate was held on Tuesday night and included a focus on all the important state finances.
Republican gubernatorial nominee Jack Cetarelli says New Jersey needs a tax system that works for everybody, and right now that's not the case.
The governor's budget is up $11 billion in 4 years' time. That's more than 30%. I don't see any type of cost cutting going on.
Governor Phil Murphy says the state government has fewer employees now than on the day he took office. And he says spending is up primarily due to costs that used to be avoided for pensions and school aid.
Why is the budget up? Think about it if you were a family and you didn't pay your mortgage or your rent. We inherited a complete and utter mess, and you were there for 6 years before I was.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Among the many areas where the gubernatorial candidates differed in their final debate Tuesday was police issues, with Republican nominee Jack Cetarelli saying he's fearful of some of the public safety ideas considered by Governor Murphy and Democrats in the legislature.
This governor and his attorney general have been the most anti-police we've ever had. They've handcuffed our police, they've disarmed our police, they've demoralized our police. The job has never been harder.
Murphy says he's the only candidate in the race with multiple police endorsements, but Cetarelli notes that neither of the two biggest police unions, the PBA and FOP, are backing the governor. The FOP backed Murphy 4 years ago. There was all kinds of confusion last year with voting due to the pandemic, and while it won't be a primarily mail-in ballot election in 2021, there are some changes to be versed in, including the early voting process and how it works. Early voting, which begins on October 23rd, is new to everybody this year, so adjustments have had to be made for setup. Ocean County Clerk Scott Colabella says as soon as you go in person that day, you'll start by signing in on an electric poll pad, the way you would sign your name on a credit card PIN pad.
The poll worker will then give you a white credit card-looking device, which you'll take to the new voting machine, which will call up the ballot for your town.
Colabella explains that if you don't have a voting site in your town, you can still vote near the site where you work or the town that has a voting site. We have all that information on our app. The heroic efforts of a BRIC police officer saved the life of a woman struggling to stay afloat in the Matitaconk River. A 69-year-old woman went to check on the lines of her boat, which was tied to the dock ahead of a storm on Saturday, but then lost her footing and fell into the river. Two neighbors went out and tossed her a life jacket. When BRIC police officer Ray LaPointe arrived, he went down to a beam under the dock and pulled the woman from the water. A Toms River man and a Jackson woman are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after their BMW caught fire in Marlboro on Monday night. Marlboro police arrived to Hartman Road and found an overturned vehicle fully engulfed in flames. Both people inside the BMW suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Toms River police were able to safely de-escalate a tense situation when a man acting erratically with a bat and knives barricaded himself inside a home on Patmos Drive Tuesday. Family members were evacuated from the home, where the man then opened the door holding a bat and a large knife. He then closed the door, ignoring police commands. Police were able to open a phone dialogue, and a tactical team then went into the home and arrested the man without further incident. A lawsuit seeking to restore the full state and local property tax deduction on your federal income tax return has been rejected by a federal judge. New Jersey and three other states sued over the so-called SALT deduction. But a judge says Congress had the right to change or cap the deduction. Efforts continue in Congress to restore part or all of the deduction. The latest proposal would lift the SALT cap for 2 years. If you haven't paid your utility bills in a while, help could be available from the state. The Department of Community Affairs has sent a letter to 350,000 households who have fallen behind in their payments. The letter advises them to apply for state assistance being made available to cover overdue balances. State officials worried that many who received the letter may think it's a scam. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.